Jesus, Ray.
Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
Loads of love for Laura as well. This is Laura O'Mahony, my old mucker, my old core. I should tell you, Laura was my... I cheated on JP with...
I can still smell her perfume on you.
I can smell her on you. We played Laura's video earlier on of the types of parents you meet at the school gates.
Oh my God. Can you believe they're back already? Unbelievable. And I suppose the next thing is midterm then, isn't it? Midterm Halloween. Be Christmas then nearly. Gee, Christmas when you think about it, should then New Year's. Should then they're nearly into the next midterm break, aren't they? Easter. Oh my God, before you know it'll be the summer then into fourth class.
Slow down. How about you just live in the now?
Oh my God, it's freezing. Free, and sure we'd know summer.
Yeah, loads of love on text 0874-100-102. Love Laura. Laura's her gram is Laura Lulls Lots. And Laura and I did the breakfast show on Red together a couple of years ago. JP, very jealous. Let me call my Laura O'Mahony guy, see if
it's ringing.
Her gram is blown up with the.
Hello.
Laura O'Mahony, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you? How's Cork?
Oh, Cork is better than ever, if you could believe that.
Well, Cork is perfect, isn't it? I mean, that's pretty well established for centuries now. Cork has been the greatest place on the Lord's earth, Laura.
Since Father Matthew himself walks the streets, Raymond, it's been unbelievable and it continues to get better by the second.
The funniest lady in Cork, the people's princess, Laura O'Mahony. Laura and I should state for the record, we used to present a breakfast show years ago together on Red. And it was a blissful experience.
My sympathies to you, Laura. My sympathies. It's JP here. I feel like we should have our own sort of fan page or, I don't know, a support group.
Every time Laura and I have a conversation together, she doesn't outright say it, but she alludes to every working moment with me was a misery. But she doesn't...
come on.
I don't think I said a misery. I think I said nightmarish. And JP... Don't mind lying. You know well that me and you have a WhatsApp group where we support each other on a weekly basis.
The PTSD, the counselling is shared. You share you pool the fees for the counsellor.
It's the only thing getting us through.
Darling, this thing is blowing up, this the back to school business.
Oh my God.
Well, from working with you, I remember that you hated back to school. You hated the kids going to... You wouldn't send them to school at all if you had a chance.
I mean, I miss them when they're gone. And I hate being that dose of a mother that's like, I miss my little babies when they're gone. Yeah. But equally, I absolutely don't want to do homeschooling. But I would like just to kind of have them around. But I've already messed it up, Ray. They're only back a few days and I messed it up. You know the lovely photo you do for Instagram of like, oh, they're back to school day. I killed my poor child. So she's basically crying in it because I told her to get her hair out of her face. She wasn't Billie Eilish.
I do that with my eldest when he smiles. I'm like, you're not smiling right. Yeah. Why can't you smile? Why can't you put your face in a normal smile?
Do your normal smile. I'm sure you can't smile normally when somebody tells you that.
He is going to have, again, similarly, you can only imagine, the PTSD that yourself and JP have. Imagine this child being reared in the situation.
Tell him once he turns 18, he can get into the WhatsApp group.
He's going to be admitted. So you wouldn't send them. See, I've been delighted about them going back to school because it gets me into my routine again. Because then I know they're gone to school, then I can get into my life can go back to normal again. Because there's definitely, and I don't do a huge amount of the child minding, and my kids are old enough now to nearly look after themselves. But at the same time, I'm like, I just can't wait for them to go back. So by 9 o'clock, I can get back to normal myself.
Well, you know me, Ray, I pride myself on being like super mom, right? So they had like their uniforms all fresh, their beautiful pencil cases, their beautiful school bags. They were all perfect, right? Yeah. They went back to school. I was enjoying my morning like that, getting back to my routine. I had a little baby as well. He's nearly one. Yeah. And we were having a lovely morning together. And the next thing, I get a phone call from the school. You know, when the school's number comes up and you absolutely lose the will to live.
Oh, I've forgotten the lunch or something. Or there was nuts in the lunch bag.
I was like, no, they've bashed their heads. It's probably just a small head injury. It'll be no problem.
Okay.
So I was like, hello. And the person didn't even say hello on the other end. They said, Laura, nobody came for Alfie, my son.
Oh, my God. What time was this at? This was at 11 o'clock in the morning.
This is at 20 to 2, right? And I said, I don't know why anyone would have come to collect Alfie because Alfie finishes at 2:30. And they said, no, he doesn't. He finishes at 1:30. My child was standing, the other parents told me, my child was standing looking around forlornly with the teacher on his very first day back and his mammy wasn't there.
Wow. Well, that's formative. That's going to be with him forever.
Memory.
Yeah.
I said to the teacher, I said, this is a core memory for him now. She said, he's fine. Well, I said, it's a core memory for me because traumatized. And I started saying to the teacher, I was like, baby brain, that's what it was. But sure, the child is nearly one.
I was going to say, how long do you get away with baby brain for? Like, till they're finished college?
I'm going to try. Oh, it was so stressful. And then, apparently, the only saving grace was that he told the teacher, this is very unlike my mother. So, he got sweets when he came home.
Can I ask you a question? This whole thing, I played a couple of them. Actually, let me play a couple more of them. One was, there's the mother obsessed with the homework sheet. Have a listen to her, hang on.
Did you get the homework sheet at all last night? Did you get the homework sheet? The homework sheet never came home in the bag last night. I wonder would you have the homework sheet?
Do you find that that's a sort of a performative thing to tell all the other parents, I'm really involved, their education to me is really important and I want everyone to know that?
Oh, absolutely. And at the school gates, that's all we're doing. We're just performing. Like, I am, my best mothering happens at those school gates. I am on it. I'm talking about the lunch boxes. I'm talking about the homework sheet. I'm talking about the activities. And then we go home and it's like, get into the car.
Well, actually, the activities is another interesting one because it's a conversation we have in our house regularly, which is we look at other houses, other families and other classmates. And we're like, Jesus, they're doing everything. And our lads are only doing swimming and one other thing. This is one of them other. Here, have a listen to her.
Come on, kids, let's you, would you chop, chop. Come on, Jason. Jason, you've got gymnastics. And Tracy, you have drama tonight. It's drama tonight. Oh, God, and then we have to be home for Daddy's archery.
And again, it's just to tell everyone. It's just a version of telling everyone, showing off.
Absolutely. And in that one as well, it's like Daddy also has a rich life.
Daddy's very fulfilled. Daddy gets to do everything while Mommy's at the school
Daddy's having a ball. Poor mother is up to 90. I don't get much of a break myself. Oh, it's all performance-based. And like the activities. Sure, oh my God, the activities are one of the most stressful things. Driving back and forth, that's when they kill it the most. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Too honest. The last one I wanted to play that I loved the most because it features your little baby in it. And this is what I'm always glued to the background and the other features. Is your baby, is this your child's first starring role?
This is actually his second. He did appear in an early public health nurse sketch as well.
Oh, yes, of course. Here, have a listen.
Come on, love. Would you come on, love? I have to go around the back. I have to get the twins. I have to get Tilly and Jilly.
This is the mother with too many children, by the way. Sorry. let me, by the way, your child, an absolute angel on the hip.
Would you come on? And then I have to take Emma and Mark from the other side. Emma and Mark from the, would you come on?
Love, you've had too many children. You need to stop. This is what I wanted to ask you, right? So you've done all these parents, these slagging off, these toxic versions of parents at the school gates. But you are a parent who has to go to the school gates. What is the school that your children go to in Cork?
So my children go to Gaelscoil and Gortalling in Mayfield, and I think karma basically hit me after I released the sketch. That was the same day that I didn't collect my own son. But so I met a load of them at the school gate and they're all like, oh, I suppose that's based with us. And I'm like, no.
Not at all. No, I just made them all up.
It's just my imagination goes wild, but it is. It's based on absolutely every single one of them. I don't know, did I even write the script myself? I think it's mostly words that I heard them say at the school gate.
Just parroting it back. It's brilliant, but it's much longer than we got to play. Laura's Instagram is Laura Lulls Lots, and she will make you lulls lots if you follow her on the gram over there. I'm keeping you. You need to go and collect a child. You're already late.
I'm going to collect the child and tell JP I'll be on to you there in a while, JP, in about 5
minutes.
That's
it. I've got new material as of this morning for you, Laura.
Yeah,
it's fine. We'll share.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
Go on, girl. Love you. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. This is the Ray Foley Podcast.